How's your garden doing, Earl?
Not good. Nothing's coming up.
What seeds did you plant?
Seeds? Was I supposed to plant seeds?
Things don't just happen. It gets done on purpose.
Growing in Christ takes discipline and habit.
Get off your butt and do it.
Go to the Speaking Deacons Essentials list only at thespeakingdeacon.com.
Speakingdeacon.com.
Let's pick up in midstream with the second part of this provoking message. TheSpeakingDeacon.com. Truth is here.
So who made you? Remember that stick figure we were talking about? What part of us? Psalms 139 is often quoted. And so we're just going to review it for a moment. 139, 13 through 16. For you create... This is, by the way, this is David. And it's a psalm of worship to the Lord God. And he's talking about himself. David is talking about himself and his creator. And in verse 13 he says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know this full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Is there ever a time, according to this, that God's watching your life and said, "Oh no! You just sinned! Oh no! I wasn't planning for that! Oh no! You married the wrong person! Oh no!" Is there ever a time God did that? Not according to this. Everything, every day has been ordained for us. There is never a time God's looked down from heaven and said, "Whoops! Whoop! You didn't go according to my will! You didn't go according to my plan! Whoops!" Never did that happen. Everything has been assigned before creation. Our body, God knew how we were to be designed. Duh, God designed us. Incredible stuff. God made you. So who made it all? God made it all. Jesus made it all. And who made us? God made us. Very clear. Now here's the kicker. Lots of people, and too many Christians, believe God made it, and then he left it. He just built it, and then he stepped aside and let it do its little dance, and he's standing over here watching. That's not how God does things. God sustains as well. He sustains it all. His life-giving fuel keeps it running. He's the engine of it all. If he stopped keeping it running, we would all disappear. He's keeping the engine going too. He didn't just make it and step aside like a clock. He's actively involved. He's the energy source. He's the power source. He's keeping it running. There is no reason. And talk to any physician, not a physician, but physics dude. There is no reason for energy to stick together. We know it does stick together. Thus, here's a table. You know that table is just energy? It's just energy. It's really not even connected. If you could break it down enough, every little atom thing is swirling little doodads, and it's not even really stuck together. And we know Jesus would phase in and out of walls after the resurrection. People in the room, right? They're all huddled in the room. Disciples, all of a sudden Jesus goes, "Pwing!" And he walks through a wall. How do you do that? It's almost like he knew physics or something. How could he knew physics? He's a religious dude. How could he know science? Because he's God and he made it all. Right? That is awesome. And that's the cool thing about it. Is, where was I even going with this? Is that God's holding it all together. There's no reason for the energy to be sticking together. Aside from there is something making it continually happen. And what Bible verses do I have for that? First we go to Daniel. Daniel chapter 5. You ever heard the "here's the handwriting on the wall" statement? Here's where it comes from. So there's this bad guy, Belshazzar, and he's a king, and they have pillaged Jerusalem under his dad, Nebuchadnezzar. Thank you. Nebuchadnezzar, this is his son, Belshazzar. And Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians went and they took all the treasures out of the temple and had it in their treasury. And so this Belshazzar, thinking he was all that, took the goblets and stuff from the treasury of the temple and was giving it to all his party dudes so they could drink from these cups at the party, in their big heathen party. So this is not a nice situation. God was not impressed with it, so he writes on the wall, "Before this day is over, you will be dead, buddy, for doing that." So at verse 22, of course, the writing's on the wall. He hasn't quite interpreted it yet, and he sends Daniel to come and interpret it for him. And this is the situation of what's going on. This is Daniel interpreting it for him. "But you, his son, O Belshazzar, have not humbled yourself, though you knew all this. Instead, you have set yourself up against the Lord of heaven. You had the goblets from his temple brought to you, and you and your nobles and your wives and your concubines drank wine from them. You praised the gods of silver and gold, of bronze, iron, wood, and stone, which cannot see or hear or understand. But you do not honor the God who holds in his hand your life and all your ways. We are alive and we are sustained by God." And at any moment he could say, done. Like that 18-year-old. Done. Just like that. He sustains all things. And of course I had to add Colossians chapter 1:17. Which is, "He is before all things, and in him all things hold together." That one's pretty obvious. Who's holding it all together? God is. God is holding it all together. All the energy, all the matter in the universe is being held together, running in their intricate, complex systems upon systems upon systems. That's God. Holding it all together, making it all run. Clearly, without an excuse, every man and woman and child in this world knows that. Knows it. And if you were to wrestle with a evolutionist, wrestle not, "Yeah, I'm going to get you," you know, and now I'm talking about that. I'm talking about debate. You would find out that their debating is not about science. It's about whether or not they will yield to God. And it always comes back to, is there a God or isn't there? Not, what does the science say? Because they are running from God.
Did he really just say that? Maybe it's time to end for today. Catch the exciting conclusion tomorrow. You are always welcome to email, Facebook, or tweet us with your thoughts or comments. Truth is here.